Yeah, and I would happen to be JR. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got listeners all across North America. Much love to everybody tuned in. You could be at work, you could be at home, you could be on the highway, you could be doing a combination of it all. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I wish you well. I'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. The show gets started every weekday. It's a 4-hour show. It gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can start from the beginning. You can listen to every minute, every segment. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can always tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You could be in bed. You could be in the wood shop. You could be at work. Let's talk to the machine. Machines are great, right, when they work. It sucks when they don't. 2 more hours here. We got a top six list coming your way in minutes. I'm going to share with you the top six duos that we have ever seen in the world of sports. We got Batman and Robin. We got peanut butter and jelly. Come on, Hickey, help me out. What's another big old duo? I don't know.
Peanut butter and chocolate? That's elite.
Bro.
What? Don't tell me.
I give peanut butter and jelly. You immediately stay in peanut butter land? What are we doing?
It's a great combo.
I said, we gotta have variety here, right? Peanut butter and jelly, Batman and Robin, we got to jump into another category.
Cheeseburger and fries, that's a great combo.
Burger and fries, yeah, they sell it as a combo. That's genius, genius, yeah. Another combo.
Jack and Coke for those
who
like to imbibe.
I was going to say oil and water, but they don't mix.
Bad combo.
Bad combo. Trying to think here. Great combos and duos. Dynamic duo. Let's Google this, Hickey. Dynamic duo. This internet is great, right? I told you about technology. Dynamic duo. Let's see. South Korea. I don't know who's in South Korea. is that a
holy
comic book
smokes.
Group? I don't know who these guys are. Yep, it's a bunch of super. Ironically, Batman and Robin. Listen, Hickey, I know we're going to give a top six list of sports dynamic duos. Batman and Robin, they have to be the greatest dynamic duo ever. That was their whole nickname.
I mean, that's the two people everyone references when you're talking about dynamic duos is always who? Batman, Robin.
Batman and Robin, yeah.
No one else gets mentioned first.
Yeah, you're right about that. So we got one part of the number one down. But anyway, we're going to give you a top six list of the greatest sports duos ever. Forget Batman and Robin. Forget fictional characters out of Warner Brothers comic books. We can give you real life duos. We'll give you that top six list in a minute. Thank you to everybody listening. We talked about Anthony Richardson being reinstated as starter for the Colts. We talked about Klay Thompson. He helped inspire this top six list. Klay Thompson, he returned yesterday with the Dallas Mavericks against the Warriors and lost. Joel Embiid, he returned yesterday for the Sixers and lost against the Knicks. We talked about John Gruden. Boomer Esiason says that John Gruden, former coach of the Raiders, a championship winner with the Bucks, that he is likely to get some coaching looks. Deion Sanders says, I'm good at Buffalo. I don't need no coaching looks. Talked about how the Dolphins have been called soft by one of their former players, Deshaun Elliott, who is currently a safety for the Steelers. And then we heard Kirby Smart call one of his players an idiot, and then said, I'm sorry for calling him an idiot. So we've had a fun show. Lots of fun. Matter of fact, let's get a call in before I give you this top six list of dynamic duos in the world of sports. Joe is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Yo, Joe, JR.
You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, sorry. I called up last week about Dak's injury.
Yeah.
I was going to try to shed some light on it.
More?
And now he's going out for surgery.
Yeah, he's gone for months now. Yeah, we won't see him until next year. Are you going to help perform the surgery? What else can you share?
No, if not, you know, he might be out for a long time. But so that injury, am I allowed to talk about that injury?
We want to get to the top six, but he's going to be back in September of next year, right?
Okay, potentially.
Oh, well, I can't worry about that. It's November of this year.
So anyway, so hamstrings, right? Hamstrings,
yeah, I got one.
Run across the... I'm sorry.
I said I have one, but go ahead.
Yeah, hamstrings run across the back of your leg, but where they come from is up underneath your butt cheek.
Yeah,
and that's where it pulled off of.
Okay.
So he's looking at a big recovery and a, you know, a big, not necessarily a big surgery,
Joe,
but there are a lot of, yeah.
You telling me this guy had, he disconnected his ass? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, so think about it. The your hamstrings, they come from the back of your butt down to your lower leg.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm not as qualified to you. I'm trying to dumb it down for me. He ripped his ass. Okay, is that what it is? Am I safe to say that?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
They
only rip off from one place.
Okay.
And that's up underneath your butt cheek.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wish him well, him and his butt cheeks. And for the Dallas Cowboys, I hope that he comes back next year to collect his $60 million. Okay, Joe.
Got it. Hey, but it's a very rare injury. And like Jerry Jones said, it's only a hockey injury. I disagree. It did a lot of hurdlers and a lot of marathon runners.
I don't know anybody.
Have the same problem.
I don't know anybody who wants to rip their ass. So good luck to him. Joe, we're going to catch you down the line, okay?
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thank you so much, Joe from Pennsylvania. Hickey, did you learn something out of that conversation?
I did, yeah. I learned that the hamstring goes all the way up to the butt cheek, and it's very hard to rip off.
Well, Dak did it. Congrats
to Dak for doing the impossible.
Yeah, I'm not sure he wanted to be on that list. I don't know what's worse, that or breaking his ankle. I don't know. Hickey, he's going to be limping hard when he's done playing, man. He was wearing that boot last summer, remember?
I was just about to say, 4 years removed, and he like was on a boat or whatever, and as a precaution wore the boot. Yeah, at 45, that man's going to be hurting.
Yeah, he's like, he's gonna tell his grand, I tore my ass that time. I broke my ankle, I tore my ass. And I was making $60 million a year. Look at granddaddy. That's why you're in this house right now. Good for Dak, living a life. Hickey, you taking $60 million for a broken ankle and a torn ass?
I would, absolutely. Sign me up. Sign me up.
You don't even have to be a good quarterback. Yeah, just go to the playoffs and lose. You could do that. Anyway, it's time for a new top six list. It's time to go into some of the best dynamic duos, some of the biggest sports duos we've ever seen.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we saw a dynamic duo reunite last night. Unfortunately, they were on opposing teams as Klay Thompson made his return to the Bay Area and San Francisco as the Dallas Mavericks took on the Golden State Warriors. The Splash Brothers, as they were called, won 4 championships. Mark Jackson said it when they were put together that this was the best shooting backcourt that he has ever seen in NBA history. I looked at Mark Jackson and said, this man is crazy. A lot of people looked at Mark Jackson and said, this man is nuts. Well, damn it, Mark Jackson ended up being right. It's just sad that the Splash Brothers are no more. We've had some other dynamic duos that were amazing. We know nothing lasts forever, but when these combinations got together, damn it, they made magic happen, like some type of terrible Disney movie, okay? Anyway, let's get to the list. It's a top six, so we start here.
Number six.
You want to talk about one of the best duos in sports? You may not remember this. I wasn't alive to see it. We got to go back to the 50s. We have to go to the New York Yankees. We have to talk about a battery. that won 6 World Series championships together. They played 212 games together, pitcher to catcher. I'm talking about Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra, this man got 10 rings. Whitey got 6. Matter of fact, I told you about their 212 games together. Man, back in 1961, Whitey Ford won both the Cy Young and the World Series MVP. 6 rings together with the Yankees in the 50s, not too damn bad. Yogi Berra, God rest his soul. God rest both of their souls. Yogi Berra, he was telling jokes on NBC about the only time he would get mad at Whitey Ford. And Yogi is quite the storyteller. Listen to this.
But Yogi, you told me that you used to handle every pitcher differently. And that when Whitey pitched, you wanted to get him mad. You wanted to get him angry. You used to poke him and pop him. Why?
Well, we had fun. You could get on him. It didn't matter.
But if he was angry, he was
the
a better pitcher.
The only time I get him angry, the only time he gets me angry, you know, I used to call for a curveball, and he'd throw a slow curve, and I used to say, stick that pitch up your somewhere.
as the ball was going into the stands.
Yeah, stick that something up your somewhere. Yeah, okay, all right. Yogi Berra, always, he was one for words. He was always a quote machine. He said, if you saw a fork in a road, you take it. Thank you for the great advice, Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford. Yes, one of the greatest sports duos that we have ever seen in history, if you are alive to see it. That's number 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Well, I think people are alive to see this one. Whether you happen to be in the 80s or the late 90s. This combination of Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. Oh, I know. Yari Curry was dead. He was lighting up on the same line. I know. He didn't get the same amount of attention, unfortunately, that Mark Messier did with Wayne Gretzky, especially given the fact that, hey, eventually at the end of their careers, they were able to reunite Messi and the great one with the New York Rangers. That ultimately elevated the combo as people, yeah, they won 4 championships up in Edmonton. But the fact is, hey, wearing the red, white, and blue for the Rangers, people remember that too. Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, they talk about how important they've been to each other's success. This is what they told Fox.
How important do you think you've been to one another to get you to this stage in your career?
Well, I've learned a lot from Wayne, especially early in my career. He was so focused. I really learned is if you want to be the best, of a heck of a lot more to it than just, you know, lacing up your skates at 7:30 or going to practice. His focus and concentration, I learned a lot from.
There's a certain athlete in certain sports that really take their level of play to a different zone under pressure circumstances. And to me, that's true superstars are, and that's what makes Mark special.
Let's be real. Wayne Gretzky could have been paired with me, and it would have been a dynamic duo. Too many D's. Wayne Gretzky could have been with Hickey. Dynamic duo. It's Wayne Gretzky. It's the great one. And shout outs to Messier. And just show some love, too. Yari Curry. He's in the Hall of Fame. Show him love. I got them at number 5 on the list. What's the next number after 5?
Number 4.
Top 6 sports duos ever. We got to go to the Bay. No, this ain't Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. This is Steve Young and Jerry Rice. Come on now. It's Steve Young. This man had to wait for Joe Montana to get hurt, get him the hell up on out the way. He became the starter in 1991. Jerry Rice was already there from 85 with Montana. They were finally able to win a Super Bowl in 1995. This man, Steve Young, was balling out. He told the Chargers, here's 6 touchdowns for your face. Jerry Rice caught 3 of them. And then you want to talk about all time? They were able to connect for 92 touchdowns, 780 catches, 11,462 yards. Steve Young and Jerry Rice, you want to talk about a dynamic duo? Man, these guys were magic. Take a listen to Jerry Rice. He talks about how he and Steve Young built their connection. This was from Part of My Take.
And Steve used to really piss me off, though, because when Steve first came into the league, Steve was more of a running quarterback. So here I am, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm running my route, and I'm thinking, okay, the crowd is cheering. They see me about to get open and stuff like that. But Steve was running up my back.
Right.
You know, because he was running the ball and stuff like that. But we became a great tandem, just like I was able to become a great tandem with Joe Montana.
Yeah. Was there a moment where you knew that it was going to work out with Steve?
I was going to make it work because I was going to bring the best out of him. You know, if he had certain strengths in different areas and stuff like that, I was going to tailor to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, through repetition, working during the week and stuff like that, we got on the same page.
Oh, you can credit Jerry Rice. Why not? The wide receiver needs to take the credit, right? I brought the best out of him. Steve Young, what did he bring out of me? Nothing. I'm Jerry Rice. No, we know that that is one of the greatest combinations of all time. Historic combination. If I got Steve Young and Jerry Rice at number four on my list, best sports duos ever, who could possibly be higher? What number?
Number three.
Oh, we got to go a little further back. We got to go to the 80s. We got to go to Magic Johnson. We got to go to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They won 5 rings together in the 80s. Damn it, they went to 8 finals. In 85, they finally beat the Celtics and Bird. Bird was the MVP. Magic was 2nd in the MVP race. Kareem was 4th. Like, where in the world is this any type of fair? And then you had Kareem, who won finals MVP. And that was just 1985. Magic Johnson, the younger upstart. Kareem is getting a little older, can still ball out. Magic Johnson was just trying to get Kareem to have a little bit more fun. This is what he told All the Smoke.
That first game, he hits a sky hook from the free throw line to win the game in San Diego. So I go running, I jump, and I'm holding. And I didn't let go for about 2 or 3 minutes. So he got me to the locker room. Rookie, come here. Don't ever do that. We have 81 more games to go. We can't be this high after game one. So I turned around and said, you hit a shot like that 81 more times. You know he's taller than me.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in your arms 81 more times. So them first 50 games, you know, all the other fellas, we high-fiving, chest bumping, we having fun. He would score, just one down. Right when the playoffs started, he did a hard dunk on somebody. So he came out looking for somebody.
Now he want a chest bump. Now he want a high five. And we were like, oh.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah, that's all he needed, right? Kareem a little to have. Sometimes Kareem still seems kind of miserable. Maybe he needed to. Well, Kareem is still here. God bless him. Kareem, be as cranky as you want to be. You want to talk about a top sports duo? I got Magic and Kareem at number 3 on my list. What's next?
Number 2.
Oh, my goodness. What an odd combination this is. A lot of success. 105 touchdowns combined between them. 4 Super Bowls together. Even though one of them, the guy was hurt. Talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Is there any denying what the hell they did with the Patriots? Is Rob Gronkowski would get the ball in open space and nobody could ever take him down. Tom Brady would always find him, and not just with the Patriots. Damn it, they did the same thing again with the Bucks. What are the odds? It was so nice they did it twice for 2 different teams. Listen to Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady talk about if they're the best duo to ever do it.
Did anyone do it like us? Because I don't think many did.
No one did it like us, man. We scored all over the place as well. I feel like we were the first quarterback tight end combo to score, like in line, scoring blitz 0 plays, put me all the way out wide, 3-by-1 set where I'm on the 1 set all the way out by myself, throwing fade routes, throwing stop routes, throwing return routes, throwing slant routes. We scored all over the place. No one else has ever done that before, my man.
Robbie G had the route tree of a receiver, which is really hard for a guy who's 6'6", 265 pounds, to run full speed and stop, to run full speed and make cuts like a receiver could is unbelievable. And Robbie G was amazing for a lot of reasons.
I'm not disagreeing at all. This is why I got them number two on the list. They did it for so long with two different teams. My apologies to Steve Young and Jerry Rice. I think Brady and Gronk just connected, made it look easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you number one. Like, what is the number one dynamic duo that we've ever seen in the world of sports? Number one on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thank you. If an SB doesn't come with money, I don't want it. No thanks. I don't need a paperweight. No thanks. I appreciate the kind words. That's better than an SB. Thank you. Yes, I am sharing with you a new top six list. Klay Thompson reunited with Steph Curry last night. Unfortunately, on an opposing team, he's now a member of the Dallas Mavericks. So tonight, it's a top six list. Some of the best duos, that we've ever seen in the world of sports. These guys are like Batman and Robin. Forget that. They're duos. They go together, right? They're like peanut butter and jelly. Like a cheeseburger and fries, like Hickey said. Amazing. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. Best sports duo ever. It's on its way. Here, let me give you a recap. And if you missed the full list, you want to hear it and all the stuff from the beginning, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. They were able to team up pitcher, catcher, and six championships as a battery. Six. At number five, I gave you Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. Four championships together with the Edmonton Oilers. And then they were able to reunite at the end of their careers with the New York Rangers. How poetic. How sweet. At number four, I gave you Steve Young and Jerry Rice. Man, they lit it up in the 90s. Lit it up. At number three, I gave you Magic and Kareem. They lit it up in the 80s. Five rings together. Five. Like every year, both of them. Hey, MVP candidate, MVP, MVP candidate, every year. At number two, damn it, they won four Super Bowls together. Unfortunately, the tight end didn't play in one of them because his back was busted. But Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski for two different teams, two different championships, or two championships with two different franchises, 105 touchdowns. That is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. And so if I got Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski at number two on my list, this best sports duo ever, who the hell do I have at this number?
Number one.
Man, this team sucks now. I saw them play the other day in person. They suck. They wish they had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. That's the dynamic duo. That's what it is. How much explaining do I have to do? Damn it, they made a whole documentary about the end of this team. They made it in the pandemic and everybody had to watch it. And six championships. Probably would have been eight. Michael Jordan and take that break. All the dysfunction and Scottie wanting more money and the quitting. And you know, Scottie now has different reasons to hate Michael Jordan. His son was hanging out. Michael Jordan's son was dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Wow. And so over the years, things have been quite contentious. And Scottie Pippen, unfortunately, has been overshadowed. He's one of the more complete basketball players that we've ever seen. Like Scottie Pippen, he's like a better version today, I think, of like Jaylen Brown. Like if Scottie Pippen was playing today, he'd be a better version, a better defender, a better Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown just won finals MVP. Come on. And Michael Jordan, well, damn it, this man was just ahead of his time, busting ass. If Michael Jordan was playing today, the man was dropping 37 points a game when he was a kid in the NBA. He'd be out here getting these guys for 40-plus right now. Are you kidding me? Now, that's a duo. Now, how they feel about each other today, I don't know. It seems like it always changes. Michael Jordan historically has been very complimentary of Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan has always shown him love. Listen to Michael Jordan tell everybody that Scottie Pippen, oh, he was a great leader. Okay.
It's like asking Batman what Robin meant to him. You know, he was a good sidekick. You know, obviously Scottie was a great leader. People didn't see that because I was on the floor at the same time, and you know, I was here prior to him. But you know, he was a great leader for me. You know, if something happened to me, I knew he could step in and support. And with him as a support system for me, it made me much stronger as a leader. And I'm pretty sure that you know, even when he had the his games where he wanted to step out and, you know, show his leadership and show his athleticism, his scoring or whatever, it's good to have someone like me backing him up, you know. So, I mean, we were a great tandem.
Oh, I like how right out the gate he's like, yeah, I'm Batman and he's Robin. I like how he got that the clear on out. And everybody knew it. Scottie knew it. Everybody knew it. But damn, make this guy Robin right out the gate. Robin was... He rode in the sidecar, right? He rode in the little car. Robin had the small room. Robin didn't get the women. Bruce Wayne did all the time. I don't know what Robin was doing, but he wasn't Bruce Wayne. He wasn't Batman. Maybe that's why all these years later, Scottie Pippen is just not necessarily the biggest fan of Michael Jordan. Like when he was on Stacey King's podcast, and Scottie Pippen told everybody that Michael Jordan wasn't a leader until I got there. Damn.
I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
I think since then, Scottie Pippen has said some nice things about Michael, I think. But I think if he opens up TMZ and he sees his ex-wife with Michael Jordan's son again, I think Scottie Pippen might have some other negative words to say about Michael Jordan. Probably and possibly. But when you talk about a duo, top duo of all time, is Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Man, that Bulls logo, that Bulls brand is global. Because of those two. Let me tell you something. In India, I'm sure if you're familiar, the bull, the cow is sacred in India. I used to go to India a lot. I used to work on a kids soccer tournament. Yeah, I used to go to India. I love it. Love India. You know what logos I didn't see? I ain't see no Seattle Supersonics logos in India. I did not see Yankee logos in India. I didn't see Lakers logos in India. In India, they like soccer, they like football, they like cricket. Outside of that, you know what I saw? All I saw? Chicago Bulls logos. Because of the Bulls. Is that Bulls logos everywhere. And these guys are global. Don't get me started on Michael Jordan. We know about him. Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson. In the 90s, early 90s, you had three Mikes. And that's why Scottie Pippen, sorry, Scottie, you were you're the greatest Batman ever. Oh, Robin, sorry. Never Batman. Sorry, Scotty. Scotty gonna be mad at me now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about dynamic duos. Oh, there's more than six. This is my top six. You know, with the Lakers, I could think about another dynamic duo. Unfortunately, they didn't last long. I could think about another dynamic duo on the Lakers. Unfortunately, they didn't win a championship. Played forever. Kept getting stomped out by the Celtics. I could think about other dynamic duos in the world of hockey. I could think about a few other recent dynamic duos. I don't know, maybe like on the San Francisco Giants when they were winning championships a decade ago. There's a lot of dynamic duos. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On my list, number one all time, Jordan and Pippen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get to your calls. Ask Hickey, get his thoughts on a great dynamic duo. Talk to you, get your calls as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And tonight, just being reminded of the relationship of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, their four championships, being the best shooting combo backcourt that we've ever seen. It was a great idea by Hickey to talk about the top six sports duos that we've ever seen in sports. I just gave you the full list. You got fancy audio in the last break. You can hit rewind. At number six, I gave you Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. At number five, I gave you Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. At number four, I gave you Steve Young and Jerry Rice. At number three, I gave you Magic and Kareem. At number two, I gave you Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. At number one, I gave you Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Obviously, there are many more than six duos. We've had plenty of dynamic duos in the world of sports. This is my top six. Had other Lakers duos. We've had Celtic duos. We've had other Yankee duos. We've had lots of Batmans and Robins. We've had lots of championships. The phone number is here. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Eric is calling up from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's happening?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Your top six, I was just going to throw out. I mean, you know, like you said, anybody can nitpick, you know, Montana Rice, Carter Moss, you know, all that. But the most obvious one, you're missing the most obvious one. It's happening right now. It's the quicker picker upper squared, Braun and Brawny duo, man. That's number one of all time, ever. The Braun and Brawny show. Boom.
Okay. Well, thank you. Hickey, did he think that was funny?
Clearly. I guess he also didn't hear that he was the only one laughing. That sucked. Come on.
Maybe he didn't get the desired response. What was I supposed to say to that? Did he think, oh, man, get off the radio? What was I supposed to say to that?
Or laugh like, oh, man, that's a good one. You know, you really got me going there. You know, you're a funny guy.
Yeah. No.
Either way. What are you, the quicker picker-upper?
I don't know. He's going to be thinking about that all night, too, Hickey. I know he is.
He's going to tell his friends. Gosh, you'll never guess what I did today.
Oh, you think? I would think he'd be a little bit more embarrassed.
I pranked a radio host. You ready for this? You ready? Listen to what I told him. How funny is this? You know for sure he's telling at least one person.
You think he can share what just happened and not get laughed at himself?
Well, he clearly thinks it was funny. He thinks he won. If there was a winner or loser here, he thinks he won.
Yeah. I think he realized that I was not amused, and so he hung up.
Dropped the boom.
Yeah, I didn't even hang up on him. He hung up on himself. I was just waiting on him to say something else, and he just realized, no response. He left. What the hell? J.J. McCarthy had a second surgery on his knee? Will not affect timeline for 2025 season. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, you know what that means, right?
Bring him back. Sammy D, 2025.
Is Sam Darnold getting a big old deal? They're going to pay him $15 million to be a backup this time. Damn. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about big old dynamic duos in the world of sports. Maybe Brian from South Carolina has a better answer than the LeBron Jameses. Hey, Brian, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how's it going, man?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Yeah, you guys got to give a little love to some of the ladies, man. Tennis, Serena Williams, and Venus Williams.
Oh, that's a good one. They got about 30 Grand Slams.
Well, I mean, just doubles together, they're the all-time leaders. With 14 doubles titles together, and if you put their singles titles together, that is 44 major titles between the two of them.
Wait. Well, a few things here. What you just said is genius, because Venus and Serena, yes, amazing combo. They fell out of the same damn womb, not at the same damn time. But they came out of the same womb, and there's no disputing that they are an excellent combo. Absolutely amazing. Two sisters and what they've been able to do coming out of Compton. Amazing. But
that's two of the greatest tennis players ever.
Yes, correct, Brian. But let's think about this. Let's be real. Who cares about the doubles, man? Does anybody care about the doubles on the men's order? Well, who cares?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, it's a dynamic duo. I don't think it's too much is. Better than those two.
It is. Now, help me out here. Where did you get, and I'm thinking Grand Slams.
Or exactly.
Where are you getting 40-plus from?
Well, that's just their singles.
Yeah, but Serena has no more than what, 23, 24?
She's got 23, and Venus has 7.
Yeah, that's 30. Where'd you get 40-something from?
Oh, I'm just, that's adding the doubles titles
to the singles
titles.
Brian.
You know, I mean, you can skip that, but still, 14 doubles titles between the two of them?
Yeah, forget the doubles. The fact that they fell out of the same womb and they have almost 30, you know, Grand Slams is enough. We don't got to get into the doubles. They grew up playing together. They're amazing. I'm not disputing that. Venus and Serena, that you came up with a good one. Thank you, Brian.
All right. You're very welcome. Enjoy the show, man.
Thank you so much, Brian, for calling from South Carolina. Oh, my God. Hickey, I forgot to ask him about the monkeys.
Oh, no.
I forgot.
I guess he's okay if he's calling and taking the time.
If I search monkeys update, here we go. Our daily monkey search. Monkeys update. More. Okay, 6 hours ago. More escaped monkeys captured and given Fruit Loops. Okay. As lawmaker slams labs painful and deadly experiments. So that was only going to be a matter of time. Okay. Two more monkeys that escaped last week were recaptured Tuesday. Well, this was yesterday. Bringing the total number of primates returned. So this is, 11 are still loose. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we ain't got no update on the monkeys. There's still 11 loose. It's been a week.
What are they feeding them that Fruit Loops was what got them back in?
I don't know, bro. Fruit Loops got that sugar in it, man.
No disrespect, but that's what's going to get you in? As a monkey?
Bruh. We were talking about that crack earlier, remember? Now, you know you give somebody. Could you imagine, Hickey, I think if you give a child Fruit Loops one time, you want to know what they're going to eat the rest of their life?
Fruit Loops.
Come on, man. What they got in that besides red dye number 13, green and yellow? Come on.
Don't forget the blue dye.
The blue dye, right? They got something in them Fruit Loops, man. Yeah, I don't know how many monkeys are left. I don't know.
Yeah, you got some in the Fruit Loops. It's not fruit, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. You sprinkle that dust on them Fruit Loops, man. You see, Hickey, you ever looked inside of a bag of Fruit Loops when the Fruit Loops are gone? You see how much sugar is sitting at the bottom of the bag?
A lot.
Oh, my God.
A lot.
You're like, what is all this dust? Look like you in the middle of a Dave Chappelle skit. Like, what is that guy? Tyrone Biggums. Man, now that's a duo right there. Tyrone Biggums and Krenak, okay? Anyway, good luck to all the wonderful people of South Carolina. 11 monkeys are still on the loose, I think. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Look, I don't want to disparage Venus and Serena Williams as a duo, but I'm going to focus in on the Grand Slams, okay? French Open, Queens, USO, Australian Open, Wimbledon. That's where I'm looking, okay? I got to be honest. If I've ever sat down and watched doubles tennis in anything, it's been by accident. It just so happened to be on. All right? I'm not sitting around watching. Hickey, do you watch doubles tennis?
No. No, I do not.
I see doubles tennis after I watch, like, the main match. And then the main match is over, and it's like, hey, we still got to play some tennis, so watch these two four play together. You know what I'm saying? I have probably witnessed more doubles tennis on the Wii, Nintendo Wii, than I've seen in real life, Hickey.
I would agree with that. And I've not played the Wii in maybe a decade. It's been a while, and yep, I would still agree.
You played Wii Sports?
Oh, yeah, love it. Bowling, baseball.
That was so badass.
Ooh,
you know what?
I'm
Yeah, I'm gonna connect it tonight, Hickey. I'm gonna go home and find a Wii. Yeah, why not? It's in a box, put away.
Make sure you wear that wrist strap.
Don't put it into my television, right? By accident,
right?
You had a Wii?
My friends had a Wii.
Oh, and what did they do with it? They kept it.
I don't know. I gotta ask them. I don't know. It's been a while.
You don't get rid of something like that. Thanks for the reminder. That guy who called up from South Carolina, thank you so much. I'm going to connect my Wii so I can play doubles tennis against machines. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk more dynamic duos and get some more of your calls on the other side. So don't move.